Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. Can live without me, you wanna, but you can.
Hey, queens!
I didn't hold my button. Hey, queens!
You guys, welcome to Regular Guy Friday. We fooled them again, apparently. You throw an
apparently,
when you're just not really sure if you fooled them.
Did apparently. We fool them? Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to fool people,
I really think.
Woof, you guys, but here we are. We made it. And this, Kelsey, would be the last weekend of the summer. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Darn. Wow.
How
well,
insane.
Listen, everybody, we inch closer to the holidays, which is very exciting. 3 or 4 weeks of September, fine, back. But you get like the back to school fun stuff. And
that's true.
It's a little, you know, kind of a nice festive time.
Do you think fall. We can go back to school?
You
we
know,
do
I
every
tried.
Day. Trick question.
Did you know that I tried?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I forget there was a time, it probably was about 15 years ago. And I just was like, you know, I'm bored and I need life. I need a change of pace. And oh my goodness, what the hell? Like, what went through my brain? I look back, you wonder why, guys, I just carry so much shame. Just like the, oh my God, for every like, I mean, for every amazing like creation that I've been able to come up with and I've been ahead of the curve, believe me, there's just been something just as like inane and stupid. But yeah, I looked into going back to college, back to my old college, actually. And I had it figured out and was working even with the school. And I was going to pursue not a master's, but a new degree, I think, because I had a Bachelor of Arts. I was going to pursue a Bachelor of Sciences.
Oh.
But really, truly, it was just going to be go there for like 6 months, maybe go over there for one semester or two. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll have a vehicle, I'll have money. It'll be way better to do college this time around. You know, that's how I was looking at it. And I forget. Then I think something came up and it stopped me. I probably had something important. Maybe it was like writing one of the books or something. I don't know. And then it felt that was it. But I almost did it. I went, I applied, I was in. It was all gonna happen.
I mean, I've thought about it. I'm like, how fun. I love
just go
school.
Back and do it again. Yeah. Well, you're still young enough, Kelsey. Like, you could fool them and do it.
That was, I mean, I was going to a glorified grad school at AfterBuzz. That was how I pictured it when I started there. Glorified grad school. AfterBuzz.
Well, AfterBuzz, right. AfterBuzz was and is a very
free glorified grad school.
Yeah, it really was. You're right, because we did have a lot of fun over there, and it probably did mirror college a lot. Well, Kelsey is on the West Coast. I am on the East Coast, and I want to do a shout out to some of our people on Patreon, because apparently, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer,
tell me,
apparently, Potluck Saturday is a hit.
It was a hit.
You know, lot of great. Great comments from our heel squad. Shout outs to Christine and Tara and Jamie and Marie, Alyssa, Valentin, Potluck Saturday. Hashtag please, just when we thought RGF was the best, you do it again. Plus a Maria drop in. Love the experimentation. Looking forward to the next one. All freaking ready. So anyway, I want to just talk a little bit about how it came about. It was Potluck Saturday. Obviously, we joke about it, just like we have joked about Regular Guy Friday, and then our jokes come true. But really, it was because the Patreon event was just so powerful and so moving, and I just felt like we had to talk about that and offer whatever guidance we could, because it still really affects me, and it's affected me even this week.
How?
I'll get into it just in terms of coaching people, but I think if you haven't joined our Patreon, it's just such a good idea, not only for the ad-free content and the bonus content you get every week, but really because of these heel events, Kelsey. Like everyone, it's like I just get more and more out of each and every one of them. And it's just tools and takeaways that really positively affect your life and your lifetime. I mean, they blow me away. How many times I go back to the tools that to get me through my days, you know?
I agree. And they blow me away too, because I mean, every time I think about, like, it's $10, because I think about, I'm like, I'm the type of person who will go spend, I'm like Kev, I'm like, I'll go spend all this money for this class or that healer or this or that. I'm like, I need this. And I'm like, B, you get this on our show. And if not on our show, you get like the intimacy with the healers on these heal events. Like it's mind blowing for $10. So yeah, I think the heal events are always so special and we love them so much. And I love too, Kev, that, I mean, they're all, each of them are so different, right? It's like, every healer has their own little thing. And I don't know. I just think
everyone's got so many different life hacks and life tools. And I love that. And then sometimes different healers talk to you at different times. You know, there are occasions where I'll hear one and I'll be whatever. And then I'll hear someone else be like, oh my God, that totally speaks to me. And then that won't speak to Maria as much.
Right.
And then I hear them a second time and then it hits me. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is wonderful. So thank you. We will continue the Potluck Saturdays following every heel event where we can kind of decompress. But then there'll be other Potluck Saturdays coming.
Well, I want to do a Potluck Saturday in person when you come back here. Maybe we can sing and play some instruments.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you guys. hopefully I'll be back there soon.
You guys, Kevin keeps telling me 3 weeks every week. I literally this morning said, you said that. You said 3 weeks last week. But
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Crushing it. He's slaying for a sleigh out there.
I am slaying for a sleigh. As we talk about in today's episode, I'll talk about why I'm here. Mm. And why it's necessary for me to be here, but then also there's a very practical reason why, and it's how I've in my modern life I've reacted to when the going's gotten tough, the reactions I've had, and why I think we've been able to navigate tumors, you know, Hollywood, probably the hardest business in the world. I still say it is, and the hardest on females. And, you know, we've been able to hold our own, but it was because of some of the practices I put in place, which I'm putting in here. You know, Kelsey.
Tell me. Yes.
If you want to find out who you are, you need to find out who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about this one.
I need to find out who I am?
I think we all do. Do you know who you are?
I don't think so. I think I know parts of me.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think I know fully who
I am. Me too. And I think we're always trying to find out, but I think some people are closer to knowing than others.
I agree.
But I think for a lot of us, and especially I'll take it back to that, the Patreon call, and a lot of people on the Heal Squad, and I know myself included, you got to find out who you are, not just what you had to do to survive.
Mm.
See, a lot of us just do what we have to survive.
Yeah.
But then that doesn't help you really find out who you are, because you're just too busy trying to stay alive, you know, trying to hang in.
And I think, Kev, just to add to that, and this is something I was talking or thinking about the other day. I think we talked about this. It's the whole idea of like finding what brings you joy, right? Because I think so many of us just go through the motions to try and stay alive that we lose sight of like,
you don't have the awareness, but I'm going to get into some things that hopefully will help. Little update on, remember the friend who had reached out, or I found out there was a friend in trouble, and it was an old friend. You know, and I was asking the universe whether I should help or not.
Mm-hmm. Is this when all your cards got declined?
Yes, but all my credit cards got declined. And didn't take that as a message from the universe. It was when I saw the two Subaru Bajas, which, by the way, shout out to, I wish it was on me. Somebody hit me on Instagram. A guy, it was nice to hear. He goes, dude, buy your Subaru Baja.
No way. That's amazing. So,
listen, there's a Cadillac Coupe de Ville 1970s two-door Coupe de Ville that's probably in line before the Baja. And the reason I want to buy the Cadillac, Kelsey, and I've told this to Maria, is because I'm going to be the one to bring class back to this family.
Okay. I'm ready.
Late 70s Cadillac. You know what it says?
What?
Class.
All right.
All the guys in the neighborhood growing up all would try to buy class. And that's what they would do. They would make their purchase of a Cadillac. And I'm like, that's how you buy class.
You know what I want?
What do you want, honey?
I want a little beach cruiser bike. That's how I'm going to bring class back. I just want a bike everywhere. The cutie little beach cruiser.
Now, see, first order of business, I was like, oh, no problem. I'll get you one. But, but I have to be not do that as number one. And then also number two, Kelsey, I don't want you riding a bicycle in LA. We can get one that you could maybe fit in your car and you could bring down to the beach and you can ride it along the boardwalk, but you can never take it off the boardwalk.
I agree with that.
It's just too dangerous.
I would agree to that. So
narcissists don't make good drivers.
Why? You know,
Because it's all about them and their phones and the this and the that. And yeah, LA, no.
And everyone else is wrong. Like, no. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to be there. But anyway, so with the, you know, with the one friend of mine, it still was, you know, it ended up being that I didn't give money. I just offered, I reached out and just offered support. Actually, no. So the update was, he reached out to me.
Right.
The number got passed on to him, and he, maybe some time went by to wait to see if I'd give money or not. I don't know. But finally just said, hey, it's me. You know, this is like 35 years later, you know, and I responded and said, you know, basically, how can I be of service? Mm-hmm. But then I kind of realized that when someone's really in a bad place, I think that that's not enough. I think you have to offer constructive things because, first of all, they don't know what it is they need for help other than the easy thing, which is like money or just make me happy. But, and then that's hard even for them to ask. You know what I mean? It's hard. Now you're putting the pressure on them to make them beg.
I feel like too often, and I think about even, that made me think of Maria when both Lisa and Costa were first diagnosed with COVID. Like, she didn't know what she just was like, anyone bring me food, anything. Like, don't ask me what I need because I don't really know what I need. You know?
You don't. And I should have, I didn't know. So I followed back up and said, listen, if you need guidance and coaching, or maybe just someone to vent to, or if you just want to like reminisce and laugh, I said, I'm here. And
I think that's perfect.
A little more time went by, and then he reached out, and I ended up in the middle of the night getting this amazing idea, business idea for this person, because it's hard for this person, because not only this is a tricky one, the person has a disease, I think needs a heart operation, which is separate from the disease. And then his name's been drawn through the mud. She's kind of been like close to not canceled, but he's very tarnished, very hard for him to go out and get other work based on publicity and things like that. And so it's tricky. But I came up with it. I came up with something really innovative and out of the box that he could do on his own, use his creativity, the things he loves, serve other people, make some money. And I hit him with all of it and said, listen, and this is what you have to do, A, B, and C, you know, to make it happen. He was like, that sounds really cool. I would do that. And then since then, it's been more texts kind of reminiscing and just joking, and it made me realize that, you know, I feel like the old me would have just written the check, and then the newer me would say, okay, I'll do better than the check. I'll come up with a way to build a really big business for you, and I can advertise on AfterBuzz and call them a lot of favors and do what I do, and I'd force it. But now I've kind of learned to just sit back a little bit, now live and let live. So now I've done my part. Now, again, I share this with the Heal Squad because I think you're all saviors out there and helpers and stuff. And you all want to write the check. And if you don't have the check, then you want to go over and save the day. But I honestly, it's like, I think you can offer, and now you just got to leave it to them. And not, I've interfered with the universe too many times with people's journeys, you know, and I've talked about that before on the show. And so, anyway, I think it's, we'll see, you know, how things go, but you know, it's funny. I one of the things I had said to him was like, hey, be grateful because your children love you. You know, I can tell from their children, the child was the one who reached out to me. So, I said, you can be grateful for that. And then, you know, how can you help other people? And so we have a mutual friend or person we knew that helped us, both of us, like 30 or 40 years ago, that kind of ran into some trouble again, like public trouble. And it came up in our reminiscing texts. And so this friend said, hey, I think I can find that person. And I was like, yeah, maybe we can help them. Yeah, that would be great. And so that's the other thing. If you go out and help other people, you start to feel better. So maybe that'll be the way that he'll start to feel better, is by helping someone else, but which is what I always say. But
can I ask you, because you did what you don't normally do and you didn't do freaking everything for them and give them money, how did you feel? Did you feel lighter?
I feel better because I didn't feel good not reaching out, because I still have a loyalty bond for people that were in the foxhole with me at any point in my life. If they had my back, if they went out of their way, it's different for people who went out of their way to actually destroy my life. There's not many of them around. There's one. And then that person, no, there'll never be a reconciliation. Or I shouldn't say never, but it'd have to be a great conversion. But I have reconciled with people who've literally wanted to, and someone who literally tried to have me killed. And people went to jail for a pretty long time because of it. And I ended up reconciling with the person. So never say never. But this, with people like that, who maybe had a falling out or a disagreement or just things happen in life. But at the end of the day, I always remember those people that were there for me. And I think we all kind of should. And so I just have a very hard time abandoning. And I've been told that that's a problem for me. Like, I need to stop being like that. But I don't know. That's hard for me. And I don't know if I want to. You know what I mean, Kelsey? Like, no matter what, like 30 years from now, even with you, I'd be like, if you see Kev, I'm in trouble. I need you. I'd be like, okay, let's, all right.
I just think that's a hard middle ground, because I'm like you. I'm the same way. If someone from freaking high school, whatever, I'd be like, okay, I'm there. I'll do whatever I can.
Well, especially if you had like a special time with them and
definitely
they had your back, I don't know.
I can't.
It's tough for me.
I can't drop either. But I think that like I said, that's a hard middle ground to find, right? Because I think people who totally drop, I'm like, you guys are sociopaths. Like, that's crazy. You were with that person for, like, that's.
Yeah, no. And I think this is just people do that. Or they probably want to, but they just kind of get involved in their own life. Yeah. I don't.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
I always just thought the people that remained loyal to lifelong friends and family, I always thought that they were, I really admired them. Mm-hmm. And I also even knew people that, they knew the proximity to certain people was toxic, but yet they still would help them, but they just help them from a distance. And I always thought that was really cool.
And what about that awareness to know that, right?
That's cool. I mean, yeah. And that's what I've done. There's people in my life that I just know are toxic that I shouldn't have anything
distance,
to do with. But then I have found out they're in trouble, and I've indirectly been able to help them.
Yeah.
But again, I say, I really think we all should temper that, because I'm not saying like that's a cool thing to do all the time, because sometimes that can be dysfunctional too. But this one friend, we just went through so many hard times together, kind of have a trauma bond. It was one of the first times in my life I was decimated that we leaned on each other, and I'll never forget it, and so it bothered me to not do anything. So now I feel good that I tried, and I'm here, and who knows, may take me up on it or not. I feel like, and we've talked about this before, he might be the kind of person that just doesn't want to bottom out or take it on the chin and just wants the workarounds. So whether it's just, you know, someone write me a check and fix it, or I'll medicate, whatever, or I'll just kind of joke and laugh it off and play. And you know, if him and I are just going to joke and reminisce, then that's fine. Or, you know, there's only so much that I can do, but I will say that, like we talked about last week, that's why, you know, sometimes it's as bad as it hurts to bottom out, and as bad as it hurts to be in severe pain, it really is the best opportunity to grow, because you have no choice and you have nowhere to go but up. So even with you, Kelsey, your stomach,
say, we were
right?
Talking
you
were about
having
this,
this really bad stomach pain. Now it's turned to pain. And I said, Kels, I'm sorry for the pain, but I think it's a good thing, because it's really pushing you now to really get fierce with the doctors and be like, cut. I want to know what is going on.
Yeah.
What test, what, you know, so you're pushing and you're pushing. But if it wasn't, listen, it bloated, you've had all the signs, but
right.
You know, you've been trying, but now the harder it gets on you, the more you're going to be like, no, I'm not going to live like this anymore.
Well, and let me tell you how like freaking badass and powerful I feel. I sent Kevin, I had a really great doctor's appointment yesterday, and I sent Kevin my like 4 pages of notes I had. And the woman was so great, because she was like, I really respect and appreciate talking to you, because you know what you're talking about, and you're advocating for yourself, and you've done your own research and stuff. And I mean, I really can thank you and Maria for teaching me that. And I know Maria always talks about being your own health advocate, but it made me feel so powerful to go in and not just be like, have to listen to what the doctor said. I'm like, nope, actually, I think this, let's try this. I think this, let's try this. And she was wonderful that she was so open to everything. But I just think, like, God, I cannot emphasize enough, and I know Maria does too, that you have to be your own advocate. You have to do your own research.
You took
you
control
have to,
of the situation.
Like, yeah.
You could have swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
You could have just said, you know, okay, whatever. You could have done all those other things that I mentioned.
Right. But I'm not going to get better.
But you're facing it.
Right.
No, but and you never do.
No.
And it just, even though it hurts in the moment. Listen, let's take a quick break, you guys. We'll come back. And we'll talk about the other people who, there's people who aren't willing to take it on the chin, but then there's other people that, kind of, they're almost in a heavenly hell. They haven't quite bottomed out, but they're in this kind of like heavenly hell malaise. That's a slow burn, and sometimes that's a worse place to be in, because you don't have anything to shake you out of it. You kind of have to shake yourself. So when we get back, talk about that and whatever else.
Holla.
You know from our show how many of us struggle with mental health today, but lack time, direction, and money to cope. That's why I'm excited to share Talkspace with you. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7, so therapy can be on your schedule. It's like having a therapist in your pocket at a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code BETTER to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's BETTER and Talkspace.com. Let's keep healing together. Talking insurance isn't that fun, but it's necessary, especially when talking life insurance. Did you know that even if you have life insurance, most people need 10 times more than what you get through your employer? Well, because I'm your solution gal, I have a solution for you and for us. A solution that is quick, easy, efficient, and was recently rated number 1 by Forbes Advisor. Heard a policy genius? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you can save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. To get started, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius doesn't add extra fees. So head over to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
So, Kev,
we're back. And Kelsey, I know a lot of people have been sending you lots of love about your stomach, and you probably should acknowledge them.
Yeah, I just think I was just telling Kevin, you guys, I'm like, all of you who follow our Better Together with Maria Instagram account. I mean, I get countless DMs after we do these RGFs and I talk about my stomach and Kev talks about my stomach. And it's you guys sharing, whether it's like giving me love or tips or things you've learned along your journeys. Like, it just means the freaking world. So that's why I love like our community. It's just, it's so incredible.
Who are some of the people?
So I got, let's see. We have Helen. We have Marguerite. We have, let me see here. Irene, Juliet. I mean, so many people sending DMs. So I just like, it's amazing that you guys do that. It means the world to me. Mm-hmm. I love our community. I mean, and it's all, the best part too is I know all these people because they're all our like super heel squad. They're all our Patreon members. So I feel like I know them on a more personal level because of all our heel events. And anyways, I just want to say thank you guys. And
just so you know, when you do leave those comments at Better Together with Maria or on our Patreon or even on Apple Podcasts, we do read them. It does make a big difference. Look at that. You've inspired Kelsey, you know, to keep going with what she's doing. You inspire us to do this show, which is, it's hard for us because it's the end of the week and we have a lot going on. But yeah, it does all make a difference. The comments on Patreon, the comments on Apple Podcasts and the comments at Better Together Maria all make a difference. We're not joking about Maria. Keep putting RGF
on the chopping block.
Yeah, on the chopping block. But, you know, it's not because she has anything against RGF. It's just that she is afraid.
She's protective,
And I'll tell you, if you could hear it even on Potluck Saturday, and we lived up to being a Potluck Saturday, the show, because Maria popped in as a surprise. She was like, wait, what are you guys doing? You're doing your Patreon? And we were like, uh-oh, we're doing a Potluck Saturday. Now, we didn't tell Maria we were doing it. I was just going to do it and hope it went well and ask for forgiveness later. But you can hear in her voice, she's like, wait, what are you doing? And, you know, and then she actually went along with it, but she's afraid. And I feel like you all know what that feels like. And I think a lot of women have a lot of fear, and I understand why. But that's, in our case, when Maria gets to be like, she just gets scared, you know, of like, whatever. If someone says something stupid, we would probably rather it be her.
But
rather than
what makes her not scared is these freaking incredible reviews on Apple. I mean, Maria will be like, did you guys see that review? The save RGF, or like, I love RGF. No, Maria, save RGF. I mean, you guys are amazing.
It makes a difference.
It really does.
So thank you. Yeah, because she needs
to. And it makes me laugh because she's like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, you know what? She does say, it's inspired her to do a version of this, which I'm excited about because if you think we have a lot.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I'll have to offer them, forget it.
Yeah.
You get Maria going. Anyway, but as we were saying, you know, I've had friends even say to me, I need to bottom out. Like they were saying, because they're in that, they've been in that malaise. I have one friend, you know, as I've gone up in career, we started out together writing at Disney, and I've ended up at a certain place, and he's literally at the same place he was at then. And he even said to me, you know, like, I envy you for having bottomed out. He's like, I need to bottom out. And I don't think any of us needs to. I think with awareness, you can look over and say, you know, I just don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel good. I don't feel happy. I'm tired all the time or whatever. And then you can say, okay, I got to make some changes. You know, we had a lot of what going back to that Heel Squad Patreon call, and then we talked about Potluck Saturday, is I could tell there were just so many people in so much pain and carrying so much they didn't need to carry. Easy for us to say from the outside. And I know that it's easy for me to say, hey, come up with an exit strategy to get away from this toxic job or these toxic people. But I understand it's hard. And so for those people that don't feel they have the strength yet to get out of it, know that there's no judgment from us and that we still send you all our love and support, and I get it. I just hope that the time does come where you stand up for yourself, take control over your life, and make those changes you need to make. But maybe you just do it before you bottom out. Because bottoming out does suck. I don't want to make this like glamorous. I've been on basement floors. I've been bankrupt. I've been alone. Like it's not fun. But if you have, then know that it's the first step in getting back on your feet. Just don't medicate. Don't break moral laws. Sit in it and begin to rebuild, and you can get back. But yeah, I will say that a lot of people, you don't have to bottom out. You can really assess your life and say, hey, this is a heavenly hell, but I'd rather it be more heavenly than hell.
Kev, can I add something too to that that I've learned recently?
Please.
Instead of just like, the medicating, the alcohol, but something else that I've found, and I feel like probably a lot of our Heel Squad is like this, I use just like distractions and people and outings and social to distract
me. We all do. Oh my God. Or just TV or YouTube or buying things on Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
But it's even
all of us do it.
You know, it's those, and it can be things that we think are good or healthy that aren't. Like I'm running to a million and one different things. And I'm like, well, no, I need to go to this because it's good. And it's like, actually, no, it's just adding and it's preventing you from sitting in it, which is what you need to do to realize this effing hurts and you need to do something about it. But instead you're just, you know, sugarcoating or putting something else in front to, you know,
I'm glad you said that. Cause I always feel like I'm picking on the drunks and the drunk addicts, but it's not, it's everything. And when we say sit in it, it's not just sit in the pain and just be in pain. No, but if you sit in that pain in the quiet or in nature, then you start going, you breathe and you start going, okay. Then you take that 100-foot view. What are my assets I have in life? What cards do I still have left to play in my deck? You know, what don't I have or what do I need to get rid of to rebuild, you know? And all that stuff gets you back to that first question about you'll be able to find out who you are. Because most of you are just surviving, including me. I'm back here right now. Let's take a break, Kels. We'll take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll come back. I'll explain more about this, why I'm back here, and the power of strong foundations in decision-making, and the power of WCS.
What?
Well, it's not JFF.
Oh, my favorite. We're going to make t-shirts with that, but that's a whole other thing.
Just what?
Effing fine.
Just effing fine. When you round talk to people and you think you have no family, no friends, you know what? I'm JFF. I'm just fucking fine. Anyway, but yes, we'll find out the power of WCS when we get back.
Heal Squad, I may have my biggest discovery yet. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Trust me. Don't go anywhere else ever. Discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better. Trust me, guys. To all our entrepreneurial Heal Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
You know, when you whether you've bottomed out or you're in the heavenly hell and you want to get out of it, then I think that's the time you get away, get to somewhere quiet. And you assess your assets. You know, what do I have in my life that's working for me? And then, by the way, what's taking away? Anything that's taken away, you got to get rid of. And then what you have, you know, you want to take more advantage of. But it starts with, to me, it starts with building a strong foundation. Because if you're rebuilding, right, you've bottomed out. So you want to start up, but you can't build your house on sand. Well, the house is going to fall. And by the way, most of you have bottomed out because you built your house on sand, as I did. I built many houses on sand. Just watch the ocean just come in and take them all away, Kelsey. Well, I spent years building that house on sand. So building businesses or relationships with toxic people, I mean, all of it. Or making poor choices, you're building your house on sand. So, you know, when I'm building my foundation, I'll often say to Maria, WCS. And WCS stands for...
I was trying to guess. I can't figure it out. What?
No. It stands for worst case scenario.
Ah.
So most of my decisions, when I'm at my best, I'm basing them on worst case scenarios. The way Dr. Amen has his go to the ultimate truth,
right,
about things you're depressed about. And if you can't prove that is ultimately true, you don't need to be depressed about it, or you don't need to stress about it. And for me, my version is, what's the worst case scenario? And so a lot of times, any decision I've made, Kelsey, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, what's the worst case scenario? So even like, I don't know, buying like the Thunderbird here, right?
Right.
Like worst case scenario, it's an antique car. It holds its value. I sell it. I get the money back. Done. Like worst case scenario. That's a lame example, but I will tell you that when Maria had her brain tumor and she was going to get operated on, I was like, what's the worst case scenario? Obviously she could pass away, but if she did.
As a first time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
And then whatever, my life would be over at that point anyway. So, but I knew she wasn't going to die.
Right.
But maybe she'd be blind. Maybe she, you know, would have her brain compromised. Mm. You know, a lot of different things could happen. Maybe she could never work again. Maybe her career would be gone. So I remember as soon as it happened, I went to work on fixing the outside of our house. And people were like, well, what are you doing? Like, why are you, even Maria was like, what, you know, like, because I knew in the back of my head, if Maria's life and career were over and she was just sitting in that backyard, I didn't want her sitting in a dump where she was going to say, my life's over and this is where I'm at. Like, everything's falling apart around me. And, you know, when you sit, if the worst case scenario happens, you'll be sitting here and it will look beautiful and you will say, hey, okay, like, this was obviously a setback, but at the same time, I'm very blessed for so many other things. So here I am in Connecticut, you know, doing the same with this house, because I'm like, if I have to leave LA, if I can no longer afford the lifestyle out there with the way the business has changed and all the other things going on, what is the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is I'll be at this house on many, many acres. Mm. That's not a bad worst case scenario. So I want it, but I also don't want it to be a rundown dump, because I'm just going to sit here and think of, wow, we used to have such a nice house. And now, you know, it's going to remind me of failure. It's going to remind me. So I'm going to spend, I've got my, what are my assets cost to me, Francisco, the three of us equal 12 guys. True. And we're tearing through this place and I'm going to make it beautiful and amazing. So if worst case scenario is I have to, you know, downsize and come live here, I'm going to have a very, very nice life and I'm not going to feel like a failure. I'm going to say, hey, you know what? Like, ended up okay. Mm-hmm. Got a really nice house here, very nice property. But then the other thing is that also gives you a strong foundation. So now in the back of my head, if I know I'm okay, I have a beautiful house in Connecticut, that's my foundation. Now I'm not afraid when it comes to taking chances. I'm not going to be afraid of my decisions, because a lot of times, you know, we make so many decisions out of fear. Mm-hmm. So that's why sometimes we overextend ourselves financially, right? Now we're stuck. Now we're stuck in jobs. We were too afraid to leave because, oh my God, how am I going to replace this money? So when you can base things on worst case scenarios and you can have a strong foundation, then all the fear goes away. That's why, you know, if people ever ask, like, one, there's many reasons why obviously Maria and I were successful. Talent, obviously, with Maria, you know, like one in a million talent with Maria, but there were wise choices. There was the vision to see ahead of everything. But I will say it was because I wasn't afraid. But why wasn't I afraid?
Because you always had.
Well, I didn't have children.
Oh.
I didn't have attachments to cars or mansions or lifestyle.
You weren't afraid to lose.
I had none of that. I just made sure I had none of those attachments. I was like, hey, worst case scenario, Rhea and I have each other. And I would look at my mother and her boyfriend, Frankie, in their life. They're retired. They have one townhouse that they split. And you know what? It's like before the pandemic, my mother was at the mall 3 times a week and they're at every like friend's cookout and bar mitzvah and this and that. And they have their health benefits and the little money in the bank and they're happy. And I'm like, you know, if that's the worst case scenario for Maria and I, that's JFF. Mm-hmm. Just freaking fine. But knowing that, that's why when I had to go to battle, Kelsey, I usually would win because I wasn't afraid. Whereas I would, you know, Maria's people, they'd all back down to some of the psychos we had to go against. And I'm like, no, I'm not backing down because they're not psychos. They don't want to lose their beach houses, their shoe collections. They don't want to put it all on the line. I'm not afraid. But the reason I wasn't afraid is because I knew I did not have the attachments they did, but I also made sure my foundation was solid. Like, no, Marie and I are good. We have enough for a very modest lifestyle that would make us happy. So now it's like, I'm fine. Yeah. So if you can base decisions on worst case scenarios and play it out in your head, okay, what's the worst case scenario? Okay, I can live with that, whatever that worst case scenario is. And if you can't live with it, you don't do it. But I also think that if you can simplify, and again, this is if you've bottomed out, it's like your life is simple. You keep it simple. You bring in the right people and the right situations. The wrong ones have to go. And I think that's the way you rebuild. That's how you rebuild the new house, you know?
I think too, Kev, like you're... And it goes hand in hand with this. Like, you're savvy. You're the type of person that, like, even this house you're doing right now, you're creating this foundation over there, but you're not, you know, dropping gazillions doing it, right? Because you know that's not the way to do it.
That's not the way to do it. No, right. I'm doing it. Again, I looked at what are my assets? I can work like 5 guys. Gossett can work like 10 guys.
Right.
You know, Francisco can work like 10 guys too. Like, so, and I apply all that, no, without spending the money. And right now I've had a cut, you know, I'm like minimal. Like, I just know this.
He can't buy me my bike, you know?
Well, I know I can't get you a bike, but then also you and I even haven't had time to talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time right now. I'm focused. I'm in my zone.
Right.
And I'm like, that's it. Like right now I've got to let, you know, and by the way, when the pandemic hit, I did the same with the other properties.
Yep.
Saying worst case scenario, I'm going to have to sell these houses, but I will get top dollar for them, or I will live in them the rest of my life and I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. And now some of them, you know, we're going to get rid of, but I'm going to get top dollar because I leaned into the problem. You know, I didn't run away from it. We had problems on our hands, AfterBuzz on hiatus, but all the bills still looming from the company. Like, yeah, I could medicate or I could run or I could just, no, I was like, well, what are my assets? Okay. I've got this real estate and I've got my ability to fix and I'm going to dedicate all my time and effort and I'm going to figure it out, mm-hmm. you know? And so, and block out whatever I have to block out.
Because and also it's just a chapter, right? It doesn't go on for forever. This is a chapter and you get this shit done in this chapter that sets you up for the rest.
Moving on to new business.
Right.
That's it. You know, again, I hope none of this seems like braggadocious or like I have it figured out because, you know, I certainly don't. I just know that between the pandemic and just the personality of many of the people on the Heal Squad, I know a lot of people have bottomed out from this or are in heavenly hells. And jumping around a little bit, but hopefully this kind of help you get out of it or start to get out. And listen, I always look for, if you haven't bottomed out, well, that's a good thing because bottoming out really sucks. But look for milestones. Okay, it's the fall, boom. Or guess what? This is the home stretch for 2021. And I'm going to finish it with a bang. Like, I'm going to finish it by doing this house. I got to, you know, be part of Maria's Christmas movie. We're rebranding the show. I hosted the show. We launched RGF. But I'm looking for, but this is a time, you know, for you guys, like, how do you want to, you know, it's the fall. So it's kind of the beginning of like a school year. Or you can look at it like, I've got these last few months to really finish the year strong and make whatever transformations I want to make going into the new year. So, but I will say again, with empathy to all, I really understand. And especially to our female Heal Squad members who are, you know, being breadwinners and caretakers and parents and daughters and, you know, partners and just carrying all of it. I understand where, you know, leaning in and trying to and fixing this or facing this would be hard to do because you already have so much. I just can't say enough. Two things. One, no one has to be in these situations. And two, it's hard as AF to get out of them. But when you do, things get better. I promise you they get better. And, you know, Kelsey and me and Maria, we'll help you every step of the way.
That's right.
You know, we're here. Feel free to write us. If your problems, you can DM us and we'll break them down over the show. But just know I've been there and I don't know. I feel like with the pandemic, Kelsey, and everything that's just going on, I feel like it's harder for people than ever. Titans. And if anxieties were high before, God,
yeah.
I mean, now it's like.
I agree. You know. And different anxieties. I'm learning just by talking to, you know, some friends that it's like, I mean, obviously we know this, but the pandemic has just caused like different anxieties that like, just, it's just adding, right? Now we got social anxiety. Yeah. It's just crazy. So it's hard right now. And I think
it is, the well, best and thing it's going to gonna stay hard because this pandemic thing, I mean, our beloved press, you know, we don't know what's real and what isn't.
Right.
So therefore you have to lean on the side of safety, I think, with this. But then even if, let's say, miraculous went away, it is permanently affected. All the deaths and things we went through has permanently affected us. And then, you know what social media and the phones have done to us. I mean, we're just, I don't think biologically we're advanced enough to make that leap as fast as we have in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I think it's just done a number on us. I think it's going to continue. So it's up to us to find out what are the coping mechanisms and the tools, whether it's timeouts or meditation or walks in nature or whatever, that we'll figure it out. So, I mean, again, I really get it. I do. Let's take one more break, Kelsey, and then we'll talk about, we were talking about this before we went on the air, about people who, Kelsey was saying her alternative to trying to be cool. She's really happy that she wasn't always trying to be cool and trendy. She did something else when she was younger in lieu of trying to be cool and trendy. And now she feels like it's paying off because of it. So
that's right.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
We all know this school year will be filled with transitions, whether your kids are going back to school or logging into a classroom from home. As parents, I can only imagine how time-consuming it is to give your kids the extra help they might need. But I have a solution. KiwiCo. KiwiCo has hands-on science and art projects that get delivered right to your door. Every month, that science fair, that art class, comes to you. It's amazing how high quality the materials are, too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. Like I said, they're made for your kids, but I'm telling you, you'll be surprised by how much you'll love this, too. You know I'd be all over the bottle rocket. Okay. And the bubble machine. KiwiCo has some pretty amazing things, and with your kids occupied, that also means more you time. To me, it doesn't get any better. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/better. That's KiwiCo.com/better.
You guys, welcome back to Regular Guy Friday. Regular gals and regular guys.
Happy 30th episode, Kev.
What's that?
Happy 30th episode.
Oh my goodness. Happy Big 3-0 to us.
Crazy, right?
God, we fooled them 30 times.
Hell yeah, we did.
My goodness. And you guys, on this last weekend of summer, Kelsey, we were talking before because we were saying how we have some friends who are posting stuff that, I don't know, is posting stuff that
is chuggy.
Feels like they thirsty. They try, you know, like a little chuggy.
It's a little chuggy.
Trying to be cool and trendy and kind of just missing the mark. And you were saying, yeah. You explained to, because I think that people would want to hear this because I never heard this before.
So I was telling Kevin, you know, when we're growing up, we always look at, there's, especially for females, you guys will get this. We always look at those girls, like the cool girls, right? It's like, oh my God, they're so cool. They're so trendy. They're so amazing. Oh, like, especially,
they're awesome. I mean, hello.
We have them in middle school. We have them in high school.
Yes.
And I was telling Kevin.
And that I'd be the one falling in love with all of them, ready to throw my life away when they didn't love me back.
I hated you then. No. I didn't hate you. I didn't hate anyone. But
no, none of them liked me back. So it all worked out.
But I was telling Kevin, I said, Kev, I'm really grateful that I was never one of those girls who relied on my looks or how cool I was or the coolest outfitter. If I didn't like really try too hard to be trendy, that I relied on humor and just like being funny and light and friendly.
And being fun.
Yeah. Because I feel like that never goes out of style and that doesn't age. So I can do whatever. And honestly, some people might think some of the crap I do is cringy or chuggy or whatever you want to say, but like I don't think so because it's just like fun versus the girls who have always just relied on that, you know, the trendy this. I'm like, oh, stop, you're 30
hey
now.
Queens,
stop. Maybe. And I was also saying to Kevin, it's so interesting when you almost idolize those people and then you get to an age where you're now looking at them like, oh, stop, like stop. It's kind of a weird shift. So anyways, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, but you know what though, it is good advice because it's to be cool and trendy and I don't know, it's exhausting
but it's so exhausting. But our society still, like, we
always has been, by the way, that's
on the pedestal.
That's been our culture forever. It's always, you know, I remember someone saying about how in Japan, at least back in the day, they honor, other cultures honor old people so much. They're wise, they're wisdom, there's respect. And our country has always been about youth. It's always the young, even in like, right, in consumer affairs, it's a young demo.
Oh my God,
it's always about chasing the young people. And there's such a, there's such an obsession with youth here.
Such an obsession.
And then being cool and trendy, right? Because that comes along with youth.
Yeah. I mean, I like all these TikTok stars that are now, you know, whatever. That's a whole nother thing. But it's like that, it plays into it. It's like they're the people who are cool. They're the people, like, I even look at.
Oh, they're awesome.
The D'Amelio's,
how do we get
getting
in with
this
them?
Whole. The, right? No, but I mean, I look at some of these people who are getting like new shows and reality shows. I'm like, oh my, like, why is that cool? But I agree. I'm like, I think we should. We've never cared about our old people. And I love the old people.
No, I think, Kelsey, you're so light. And that's how you've floated by them all. And you'll continue to float and you will always look young because of that. And that's what Maria, everyone's like, she looks like she's 28. That's really why.
Yeah.
That's really why, because she was the same way.
Right.
It was, you know, never about being cool. It was about being nice and being fun and light and loving people.
Cause that doesn't go out of style.
Well, sadly, the cool and trendy people really don't take to people like you guys.
When they don't really have.
They tolerate you, but they don't really. You know,
right? Because they don't really have anything
Maria,
else going. Yeah, no, that's how I was too. It was, and I'm sure Maria was similar. I mean, in high school, I was always floated, kind of like we were acquaintances. I was acquaintances with those girls, but we were never close because I don't know why. Which I was totally fine with.
No,
I was like, I'm chilling. No, I didn't care.
Although I just want to say, they're all queens and they're all freaking awesome. And I wish. I were friends with all of them, but they wouldn't have me because I was too weird walking around in my Batman costume. But I was protecting them. Oh my God.
But you know, you were protecting them. And you know what, Kev?
Yes.
I can't
wait.
There
was one time that, what's that?
No, I was going to say, it's my 10-year high school reunion next year. And boy,
I will be taking you in the Batman costume.
Oh, please. I'm holding
you to
it.
Hello, citizens. Yes, it'll be amazing.
Good old
Bob. You know, one time there were the bunch of the jocks or whatever lit a fire in the, it was a smoke bomb. They did, or they lit a fire in one of the barrels. I think that was the big thing. They did it to get school called off so they wouldn't have to take their finals.
Like, what?
So you can imagine how popular I was in high school when Batman found out about it.
Stop.
And was in costume to put out
no,
the fire.
No, you weren't. No.
Again,
no,
we started the show with, like, yes, before there was a Talking Dead, there was AfterBuzz TV. Now everyone has an after show. I mean, I have had brilliant, like, ideas way ahead of everyone. And then yet, I've also been running around in a Batman costume.
That's amazing.
But I should have been studying and doing my work. Wow. So
you've always had a creative mind.
I always say, I just say I rock Kylo. I just rock Kylo. It's you like, wait, what? It's like, Maria all the time is like, wait, how do you go from doing that to then doing something completely insane or useless?
But that's hilarious.
Yes. I like this idea of being funny and light.
Yeah.
And I think that is forever. I think Maria's dad is like so light and fun.
He's the best.
And I think when I vibrate high, I'm like that too. I just want to be a queen. I want to.
You are like that.
I want to have a night of 2,000 queens.
Well, light's attracted to light. And I always say, Kevin and I, from the first 2 seconds I saw Kevin, I was like, that's my forever guy. I love him to death.
I was just like, hey, B.
Hey,
and you were
B.
Like, hey, B.
Hey, B.
I wish I was that cool to say, hey, queen.
Hey, queen.
You know how many times at AfterBuzz that's out, the hey, queen was thrown out just 2 or 3 years ago?
Damn.
Queen. Hey, queen.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
And I wasn't cool and trendy enough then.
Well,
now.
Hell yeah.
Because of RGF, we became queens.
That's right.
Wait a second. We didn't even tease this at the top.
What?
You have an update on the girl who sings the Queen song.
Oh,
the theme
yeah.
song of RGF.
Okay, you guys. So Ava Max, we had a brilliant little photo shoot for the rebranding of our show and the website this week. And Maria's friend, hairstylist, makeup artist, Dimitri, also does Ava Max's hair and makeup. And
who sings
Kings and Queens. So I had to be kind of cool about it, you guys, because I didn't want to throw him off, right? But I was just kind of asking him, like, how's Ava Max?
What does the... Yeah, tell us about the Queen of Queens. The Queen... Who has the Queen friggin' anthem? Hello.
Queen anthem. So I didn't dig too much. You might not be super excited, but I will tell you.
I'm going to dig way more
Yeah, you got to go. She is opening up right now for Maroon 5 on tour. So she is currently living the queen life.
Okay, Kelsey. Is she a queen behind the scenes? Like, that's okay.
I mean,
everyone knows she's opening for Maroon 5.
I couldn't get that.
I'm texting him now.
Text him. He said,
I'm going to text him
right
now.
He loves her.
Keep talking.
He said he loves her. So that means she's a queen. Dimitri doesn't associate with not queens.
No, he doesn't. He has the AA plus list.
Right. Honestly, you guys, that was the only tea I got. Okay, while Kevin's texting Dimitri, I have to do a little plug because, Kev, guess what I'm doing on Sunday?
What are you doing?
I'm doing a little talk on Quilt about Sunday scaries. Because you know how you and I both hate Sundays?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just hosting just for like a little hour. Just anyone who wants to jump on and we can all chat because we all need to be together on Sundays.
Oh, I love that.
I know, right? It'll be fun.
I love that. Too bad. Well, you know what? That could follow Potluck Saturday.
Hell yeah, it could.
The Sunday Scary Show.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
For me, it goes back to not loving school, just getting picked on, and especially when we moved, and I just was like, oh my God, why tomorrow I have to go face that hell?
Yeah.
And I know it just never left me. And then when I just quit on studying and learning, it was like, okay, all the classes I'm to sit through and like bullshit my way through and try to. And it just never left me.
I don't know what mine was, because I didn't hate school. I liked school. I think mine was the anxiety of I did so much, and I always have. It was like, well, in school, 3 sports, ASB, choir, drama. So I think it was just like that overwhelm. So I was always like, I don't want, you know what I mean?
Dimitri said, oh my God, ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha. And then I said, please tell me, does she know she is a queen?
Oh my God. Dimitri loves you so much. We were talking about it.
He's my brother.
But
anyway,
that's what Holly said.
No, Kelsey, I grew to like school. Obviously, I loved college, but it was, I think between the ADD and all my big ideas.
Well, that's what I was just, did you hear what I said? It was like doing too much, right? It was like...
Well, no. You were over schedule, but that's kind of millennial culture.
True. But I think also our brains. I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. The parents, there was never really time to be bored. And in some ways, I'm grateful because boredom leads to like kids doing bad shit, which I did. But I think that... So I'm grateful for the helicopter parenting on that level. But at the same time, we talked about how the parents have been the best personal assistants.
Truly.
You know, to the kids, but unfortunately, truly, like too far. But yeah, anyway, well,
Kelsey, you want to know what? I am doing some fantasy football with my friends, and I didn't have time to, I don't know what it means and or how to draft anything. And I missed the draft yesterday because I was working. But
so what? Did you get all the crappy picks?
No, listen, this is even better. It auto drafted for me, and I'm projected to be come in second, and I have Russell Wilson.
We love Russell Wilson.
So anyways, you guys, I'll keep you posted on my journey.
Side note.
What?
If you ever hear me say, I got a Russell Wilson this.
Yeah.
Or when I say to someone on my staff, you need to Russell Wilson this. What does that mean, Kelsey? Can you explain to
everyone?
Yes,
I can. So Russell Wilson, you guys, if you don't know, is the quarterback for the Seahawks. And, you know, he doesn't always have the best support system around him. So oftentimes, Russell will be like, have the ball ready to
usually
throw for a touchdown.
Usually around the third quarter, he just is like, enough.
Right. So he doesn't have anyone.
They hike him the ball, and he just runs and gets the ball downfield on his own.
But right, because he has no one. He's looking. No one's there to help him to throw to. So he's just like, screw you guys. I'll do it myself. And he ends up just running.
So that's after buzz. Scoring. And many times where I go, all right, I'm just going to listen. Right. I'm going to Russell Wilson this.
Right.
And that's what I mean. Or I'll tell someone else, you got to Russell Wilson this, meaning you just got to do it all on your own. Get the ball downfield yourself.
Right. So I have Russell Wilson. So I am a winner.
To end this Friday. You guys, everyone, have a wonderful and amazing weekend. Try to remember why we're here, just to help people learn from our mistakes and have a few laughs. At least that's what I think.
And have a beautiful Labor Day, you guys. We'll be back on Tuesday with
It is Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. So, you know, I mean, like, again, pre-pandemic, this would be like the last weekend and everyone would go away. And I don't know, like this, I feel like the summer started off, Kelsey. Everyone was like, pandemic's over. Let's go do it. And now I know people who are getting sick.
Same.
Are you right?
Oh, I had two friends who were sick, one who really got taken out for, actually, I mean, she's a friend of the show, Rosie Acosta talked about it in her podcast. Yeah, got
little
COVID.
Rosie.
Mm-hmm. And she was out for like 3 weeks.
Damn.
I know, she's doing better now, but yeah, you guys, it's, now we're all like,
everyone,
shit.
Listen, vitamin D's, again, you know, even, right, anticipation. So you guys know, flu season always hits us, cold weather, whatever. So before this gets out of control, stock up, go on Amazon, get your buffered vitamin C, get your zinc, get your vitamin D, all ones that are easily digestible, you know, so you don't end up peeing them out, and just get on a daily dose of that and take it with food and you know, anything else you can do to stay healthy. But I'm just saying, these are the preventative measures we can take, knowing that we're going into flu season, and no one's going to know the difference between flu and corona. You know, why everyone's going to, maybe the test comes in, who knows, but yeah. So I think that, and stay safe and stay clean and sanitize and wear your masks when you have to, you know, but
and stay clean.
But I think this is the time to order up some stuff.
I agree.
Before there's a before it does get goofier and we're not ready. Anyway, okay. Well, Kelsey.
Well, Kevo.
Bye.
Bye. Betches.
Betches.
Come on.
I just wish I could say betches. Betches. Can you do it, Kels?
Betch. Bye, betch.
Betch. Bye, betch.
Bye, betch. To batch. All the queens who are fighting alone.
See, the ones who said called each other betch were total queens.
Bye, betch.